To summarize, the major enhancement in build 17.2.1 is the upgrade to the Red Hat 7 operating system. The desktop looks a little different, but with some customizations for AWPs that have already been done for you, it will not look as drastic as Red Hat 7 straight out of the box. Logging out of your session is different, as is waking the machine up to log in from the screensaver. The alert viz bar occasionally freezes, but there is a workaround. Also, when you maximize a window, it will no longer get blown up and stretched over multiple monitors, as was the problem in previous AWPs builds. Product layering in Cave takes an extra click back in the map editor for changes to take effect. You can now drag window displays from the 27-inch to the 19-inch monitor and vice versa. However, because of the different resolutions involved, there will be some distortion. Launching programs and accessing the complete right-click menu can only be done using the middle 27-inch monitor. 17.2.1 comes with a new application called FFmpeg, which allows you to record your desktop. DMD will use sales and mesosales once RPG Build 18 is released in early 2018, and the scan DMD time height trend will filter out the initial 0.5 degree 2D feature once the new 0.5 degree 2D feature arrives. There have been many MPE fixes for this build. Please click on the 17.2.1 MPE DR list in the Resources tab to review the DRs fixed. 17.2.1 upgrades the LDM to 64-bit and replaces Heartbeat with Pacemaker. In this build, permissions are becoming more restrictive, and local applications must now use Postgres authentication to work. And finally, local applications need to start migrating from MicroEngine to the DAF before 18.2.1.